Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And the 29th Congressional District of New York is Corning, New York, home of one of the biggest glass companies in the world. But boy, you'd break glass up in Corning these days listening to this kind of noise.
I have pretty broad shoulders, but not broad enough for all 435 members of the House of Representatives.
Is it in the now, bill that Congress is exempt or not?
Hold on a second.
What you're hearing there is Representative Eric Massa, Democrat from Corning, New York, trying to get his voice heard at one of 40 town meetings he's held since the recess began on health care. He joins us now. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
How challenging has it been in these health care town meetings, and what, if any, sort of constructive debate has come out of it from your perspective?
Well, I've actually been very encouraged, and the local press and even some of the national media have reported on some successes of our town hall meetings. I take a different model. I usually stay until the very last question is asked, and you can hear I'm a little bit hoarse this morning.
I can hear it.
We had another town hall meeting last night at 130 people, left about 10:15 or so. The clip you just played came from a meeting that we had. I had an elevated voice because we didn't have a microphone system. It hadn't been set up. We had to move outside. But what I've found is that these passions that are running are pretty real, and that people across party lines, and mine is a very rural district, are traveling great distances to participate, and they just want answers. And this is a very complex subject.
Is yelling a good way of getting answers? And are you sick of being yelled at, even though you're interested in the debate?
I get paid to be yelled at, so it's okay. My job is to put myself out there and listen as much as possible and try to keep the group respectful of each other. They don't have to be respectful of me. That's not part of the job title. But I do try very much to keep people respectful of each other. And, yeah, a lot of people yelled at me, but a lot of people have engaged in constructive feedback and some pretty pointed questions. And I work very hard to be able to come home and have these town hall meetings. I'm one of the guys who did not want to see us vote in July, and I think it's going to help if this is the right thing to do. The more we talk about it, the more people will agree with it and help us make it happen.
Are you getting good at sorting out the pure hecklers from the people who actually do have what you're saying are these real passions about concern that their health care is going to be affected adversely?
Well, they kind of sort themselves out. I mean, I don't got to do it. They kind of stand out on their own. And sure, some people, and it's been a minority, show up just for the purpose of throwing some pretty off-the-wall stuff out there. But I have found that it's fairly self-regulating. And I've been doing a lot of these town hall meetings. I don't know the exact number. We've done more than 40, I know, 40, since I became a member. And I think about 10 of those just in the past 10 days.
Almost. Well, you say you want to do 144. Very quickly before we go, are you a yeller, Congressman Massa, in your life?
Well, you know, I was in the Navy for 24
years. All right,
sometimes
that's my answer.
That
Representative
yes.
Eric Massa represents New York 29th Congressional District. Thank you, sir.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.